from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
you are listening to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on 3325 kHz, 4755 kHz, and also online streaming on vonews.id and application RRI Digital. Welcome to the English program. Today we have a lot of things coming from Indonesia. By the way, I'm Steve and I will be in here with you. And in a moment, we will begin with the news. Here's the news, first the headlines. United Nations Human Rights Council highlights indigenous people's role in building peace. Indonesia-Saudi strengthened partnership in transportation, logistics, and infrastructure. And here is the news in detail. The President of the United Nations Human Rights Council, Sidarto Suryodipuro from Indonesia, affirmed that indigenous people play a vital role as peace builders through their own institutions and customary practices. He made the remarks while opening the 19th session of Expert Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples at United Nations office in Geneva on Monday. Sidarto Suryodipuro said indigenous peoples around the world continue to bear consequences of conflicts rooted in historical injustice, colonialism, and the dispossession of their lands and territories. He added that the United Nations Human Rights Council looks forward to a study on the rights of indigenous peoples in conflict and post-conflict situations, which will be presented during the Council's 63rd session in September.
It reminds us that indigenous peoples are not only affected by conflicts, but are themselves peacemakers. Their own institutions and customary practices deserve far greater recognition in building durable peace.
During his remarks, Sidarto Suryodipuro also affirmed the importance of giving a greater recognition to indigenous institutions and customary practices as part of efforts to build lasting peace. He stressed that the diversity of peoples, languages, and worldviews should not be seen as a challenge to be managed, instead as a global heritage that must be protected. At the beginning of his address, Sidarto Suryodipuro, who is from Indonesia, introduced Indonesia as an archipelagic nation. He mentioned the national motto, Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, or United in Diversity, reflects the belief that unity is not achieved by eliminating differences, but by embracing diversity. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono met Saudi Arabia's Minister of Transportation and Logistics Services Saleh bin Nasser Al Jazeera in Jakarta on Monday. The meeting was a follow-up to the agreement reached between Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Jeddah last year. During that meeting, the two sides discussed strengthening cooperation in logistics and transportation, including the integration of multimodal logistics connectivity, port modernization, and development of an electric vehicle and sustainable aviation fuel ecosystem. The discussion also covered expanding air connectivity and investment opportunities in strategic national infrastructure. As a minister, Agus Yudhoyono stated his commitment to building an integrated, efficient, digitalized, and environmentally friendly transportation system for Indonesia, an archipelagic nation with more than 17,000 islands. He also expected the cooperation between the two countries can produce concrete achievements in the aviation, maritime, railway, and logistics sector. The Indonesian government has introduced a special fuel price for fishermen operating vessels ranging from 30 to 200 gross tons. According to the country's presidential secretariat, Coordinating Minister for Economy, Airlangga Hartarto, announced in Bogor on Monday that the government has set the fuel price at 15,000 rupiahs, or around 83 US cents per liter for these vessels. This is lower than the current non-subsidized fuel price for fishing vessels, which stands at 18,600 rupiah, or around 1.03 US dollars per liter. Airlangga Hartarto also stated that 400,000 tons of fuel at the special price will be made available over the next 6 months. The decision comes amid an oil crisis in the Middle East triggered by tensions between the United States and Iran, which have disrupted global energy supply chains. Indonesia's Minister of Youth and Sports, Erick Thohir, reaffirmed the government's commitment to developing globally competitive young people through the Wirasena Youth Camp and Indonesia Youth Summit 2026. He said the two initiatives are strategic programs aimed at strengthening youth leadership, character, and competitiveness on international stage. Speaking on Monday, Erick Thohir said the Ministry of Youth and Sports has benchmarked youth development programs in 9 countries, namely the United States, China, Singapore, Australia, Saudi Arabia, and the United Kingdom, as well as Japan and South Korea. The ministry has also coordinated with the United Nations to ensure Indonesia's youth capacity building efforts align with global standards. The Wirasena Youth Camp will take place from October 21st until 31st, 2026 in Jakarta, bringing together around 5,000 participants from all 38 provinces. Meanwhile, Indonesia Youth Summit 2026 will gather 168 selected young leaders from across the country to exchange ideas and strengthen the role of youth in Indonesia's national development. Listener, that was the news from The Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next is commentary titled Indigenous Peoples, New Pillars of Global Peace by Anna Trijayakasih.
Conflicts around the world not only cause political and security losses, but also have long-lasting impacts on indigenous peoples. These groups are often located in conflict-affected areas, while issues such as historical injustice, colonialism, and loss of land rights remain challenges they face. Amidst this situation, a new understanding has emerged that indigenous peoples are not only affected by conflict, but can only be part of peace-building efforts. The president of the UN Human Rights Council, Siddhartha Suryodipuro, emphasized this when opening the 19th session of the Expert Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples in Geneva on Monday, July the 13th. He stated that indigenous institutions and practices have a crucial role that deserves greater recognition in creating sustainable peace. This perspective demonstrates that peace cannot be built solely through political and security approaches. Respect for the rights, culture, and institution of indigenous communities is crucial to creating a more inclusive order. Therefore, the diversity of communities, languages, and perspectives must be treated as a shared asset that needs to be protected. That was commentary.
tatkala mentari terbenam di ufuk barat, di saat itulah dingin rindu selimuti keindahan senyuman dari lesung pipi itu. Menikmati imaji bersamamu. Maka terimalah diriku, kita akan bahagia selamanya. Ku berjanji jadi suamimu, dan ku akan memberikan yang terbaik untukmu. Ku sadar diriku tak seindah lagu indie yang selalu kau dengar meracuni telingamu. Ku pastikan ini bukan tentang saja dan lara sahaja mewarnai duniaku. Maka
VOI listener, I'm Ruth Kruger-Giverin, Norway's ambassador to Indonesia. Don't forget to listen to interesting programs, conversations and trivia about World Football Festivity only at Voice of Indonesia, RRI. Thank you.
Tanpa ragu, tanpa bimbang, takkan ku lepaskan engkau dari genggaman tanganku. Melepas lelah, pergi jauh, kembali lagi. Bersamamu selalu tak ingin berakhir waktuku. Menikmati pagi, sore dan malam, secangkir kopi panas santai tanpa batas. Lalu ada Sir Dendy bernyanyi
lakukan kembali.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, you might be living very far from Indonesia, but no matter how far we are, sometimes the traces of each other's country can be found at, well, places unthinkable. One of them is that there is a fact that there is traces of Indonesian volcanoes in Antarctica. Wow, how can this happen? We'll find out in the VOA talk with Gary Utama, OISAA student in Russia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, VOA listener. Welcome back to VOI Talk. And right now, we are currently going to have an interview with PPI America, Europa. And today, with the topic of discovering traces of Indonesia volcanoes in Antarctica, global paleoclimatological reconstruction. And we are going to explore extraordinary scientific story of how the traces of volcanic eruption from Indonesia traveled thousands of kilometers to Antarctica, and what can they reveal about the Earth's climate history. So, joining us today live in the studio of Voice of Indonesia is Indonesian student at St. Petersburg State University, Gary Utama, who will help us uncover this fascinating connections between volcanoes, Antarctica, and our changing planet. Gary, how are you today?
Well, thank you, Ray. Quite really well. I'm okay here. Glad to be back to Indonesia. Oh. I think it was several months ago, still living in Russia, in St. Petersburg, and feel cold. Mm-hmm. And now, feeling warmer and warmer and warmer.
Okay, much since warmer. We are going talking about the volcanoes, we right. are going to get warmer, uh-huh. Gary.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Gary, let's start. Mm-hmm. Many of our listeners been wondering of how did the traces of Indonesian volcanoes travel all the way to Antarctica, mm-hmm. and ended up being discovered there. Can you explain to us?
Okay, it's quite interesting question. This first question is really hard to answer, but I try to answer real quite mm-hmm. well. So we suddenly shocked how the volcanic ash travel mm-hmm. 1,000 kilometers from Indonesia to Antarctic and they deposit materials. Mm-hmm. When we did the projects in an expedition in Antarctic, we're still ongoing the process. We doing a drilling the ice core mm. in the central Antarctica, which is part of our station research of part of Russian Federation. It's called the Vostok Station. Mm-hmm. So we do drilling mm-hmm. of ice core, and suddenly we found that doing analytical of the chemical analytic, and we found it's really interesting. It's a sulfate, mm-hmm. as we call it. So it's sulfate spike. A sulfate spike is a material is only exist in the volcanic materials. Mm. So we try to analyze. It's quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Suddenly we found of the historical of the explosion and of the our volcano that already exists 1,000 years ago, mm-hmm. and quite shocked. And we found it. We do the drilling and we find the analytical, doing to analytical the response and that they the material of the ice core they together deposit like a spike sulfate. It's a bit black or like the material. So it's indicate of the volcanic ash from the several volcano, not only Indonesia, but you make a shock. Why is it really in Indonesia that the volcano eruption is exist? Because a long time ago, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, our region is really with the massive activity of volcanism activity is really massive. Because that's why, and also we have the volcanic activity long time ago that have a volcanic explosivity index. It's called way more than 5. It means that it's really big impact. Not only and spreading far away, not the centrum of the eruption, but travel around to Antarctica. That's the story we find when doing the expedition.
Oh, that is really interesting. So we've learned that five active volcanoes.
Yeah.
During the prehistoric times, maybe the Indonesia is quite a lot. So, Gary, why is it important to know that Indonesian volcanic eruption have reached Antarctica? Is there like a specific thing that you must know?
It's not only specific things. Understanding of the volcanic impact or the volcanic eruption that deposited to material into Antarctic means that the radius of the eruption and spreading to Antarctica indicate it's also giving impact for the climate, the paleoclimatological situation. So that's why I can remember when we decided, you know, when we try do drilling and 2 meters of the layer of ice, maybe 2.6 meters, we've already find the volcanic ash. Do you know from which volcano? Can you guess it?
Is it Krakatau?
No. It's from Bali. It's Gunung Agung.
Oh, Gunung Agung.
Yeah, it's really from Gunung Agung. It's like we found that 2 meters, and the most interesting that Samalas, that which is in Lombok Island, we find in the deep of the ice core like 30 meters.
30 meters.
It's Samalas.
Oh.
So how the trace of the deposit material already exists make is really interesting, and why we keep it interesting to understand the climate, because only in Antarctica they preserve this information very well. If you come to Indonesia, they already eroded the material, precipitation, that's and make erase all the materials. In Antarctic, they keep it safe because the ice always together. That's why the climate they keep it. So I can say that Antarctica is as the memory of the climate, historical climate. That's really important to understand for everyone, so we can understanding what we want to do, what we want to understand, and we can make prediction what the future if we did we do some bad treatment about our planet. So they give impact right now, we can see that what happening right now.
Okay, so we can say that Antarctica is basically a natural museum of Earth.
I can say that. It's a natural museum. Natural Earth Historical Museum.
Natural Earth Historical Museum. Okay, so could you explain to us that what paleomaticological reconstruction in simple terms?
Okay.
Our viewers.
Paleoclimatological means that doing a reconstruction, the climate, the past time of the climate change situation. So every historical about eruption, they give impact like forever. For example, like Samalas, Tambora, they giving impact for the cooling down of our Earth, because the giving the VEI, the volcanic explosivity index, is really big. Was bigger some time ago, and giving impact the cooling down of our Earth. Then you remember that there is quite a joke that already exists in Europe.
What is
when
it?
Napoleon tried to invade Russia, and suddenly the weather is become black. It's just because our eruption is from Samalas or maybe from Tambora. That's I call it, because that's why this joke is really exist and make all the world is become black and cooling down the temperatures is become no suns exist several hundred years ago. That's a paleoclimatological based on the volcanic activity that already exists, was exist so time or so long time ago.
Okay, so what kind of like maybe evidence of scientifics look for reconstruction of these ancient climates? Is it like, is there something that we need to find to like learn and then make something that it can fix the Earth
For sure, yes. So it's giving good question, good answer to understanding what happened in the past time.
Mm, okay.
So what kind of the historical of our planet? So when talking about Antarctic, it's not only the white, like with the cover with snow,
mm-hmm.
but if you go to the west part of the Antarctic, west ice sheet zone,
mm-hmm.
Antarctic is very interesting. That I was when I did that expedition 2 years ago,
mm.
I found that some sample of the material for vegetation. So it means like the wood.
Yeah.
It means long time ago Antarctic is not only white, but also they are long time ago. It's like subtropical zone.
So it's like green.
Yes, absolutely. So the plate of the tectonic plate, they move. Going to the south part of the Antarctic that make a join with the Antarctic into mm-hmm. one continent. So that's this one case. One case, but the other case, mm-hmm. If you ever see that the historical about our planet Gondwana, the one when the situation of this planet is into one continent, it's called Pangaea and Gondwana. And Gondwana maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Gondwana is really interesting. So,
mm-hmm.
and the plate move it and split it. So. That's really interesting to understanding how the paleotectonical movie far away split away splitting from the main continent in India mm-hmm. and they move go to the south part of the Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting to study about this paleoclimatology, not only paleoclimatology but also paleotectonic.
Paleotectonic.
Yes, I could say that.
Okay, Gary. So, how do the volcanic eruption influence the Earth climate on a global scale? Is it, I mean, we've seen like the eruption of like the Pompeii or the
uh-huh.
Ice Age, right?
Yeah.
How can it affect us, especially in this modern era?
Okay, it's a really good question. They covered the volcanic age that they erupt,
mm-hmm.
the material of the volcanic, and they covered the sky, the troposphere layer of our atmosphere system, and it make the sun radiation cannot penetrate to our planet.
Mm.
It giving impact for the cooling down. The temperature become below
zero
maybe. Of course, that make our planet become cooling down situation. That's a eruption impact. But for the small scale,
mm.
for sure yes, they giving impact for the increasing temperature for a short period of the eruption, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the far away, when they erupt the material, they move it far away,
mm-hmm.
and they cover it, the volcanic ash, to the sky, to the troposphere, atmosphere, the part of the system atmosphere, they call it. They made our system, like radiation, sun radiation, cannot penetrate to our planet.
Mm-hmm.
So no life, maybe. No sun. So when there is no sun, there is no photosynthesis, synthetic process for the vegetation. So where do we want to find the food, actually?
Yeah.
That's the case of, it's like a chain of the nature. So if you don't, volcanic, if the, which has the big impact for the volcanic eruption,
hmm.
the giving impact for the, I mean, for the our living in the planet, I say.
Okay, that is really interesting. So, Gary, in studying the ancient volcanic events that mm-hmm. has happened like past 100 or mm-hmm. decades ago, can you say that this event can help us better predict future climate trends, since we know that currently the world is like having large mm-hmm. movement of the planet Earth, the climate, and also the
sure.
the activity of the volcano?
Yes, of course. We in this age to understanding the ancient of the climate. So I think based on all everything is exists in Antarctica. Why? Because when Antarctica has a problem, mm-hmm. I always say that.
Yeah.
And the world will get a problem also, including Indonesia.
Oh, okay. So how can Indonesia get it?
Okay, for the Indonesian, when the melting down of the temperature, the rising of the temperature of mm-hmm. the planet, like 1 or 1.5 degrees Celsius, mm-hmm. is giving impact for the melting down of the part of the ice in Antarctica.
Yeah.
And when ice, a part of ice, make a Antarctica glacier. And everything like become meltdown,
mm-hmm.
like become flowing to the water, and it's giving impact the circulation, the system of the atmosphere. And you cannot imagine when I thought this long time before I coming back to Indonesia, I already mentioned there is a unconditional disaster coming. Unconditional, unpredictable disaster. Mm-hmm. Hydrometeorological disaster for sure. Like example, last year, that's what happened in Aceh, in Sumatra, West Sumatra, and also in North Sumatra. You see, the cyclone never exists actually in the tropical, because they already, when the cyclone coming, they already far away. There is a moving friction. It's calling collision moving. Mm-hmm. The collision friction that they cannot, the cyclone cannot penetrate to the equator actually. Mm-hmm. But the reality, the rising up of the water and making hot the water, because the increasing the temperature, mm-hmm. giving impact, make a differentiation of pressing of the atmosphere. So it's axis, I call this, it's the axis of the cyclone that impact to our country. That's the first things. Mm-hmm. The second things, when rising of the water in Antarctica, and it increased the seawater level. So seawater level is really as a threat of our country, as the biggest archipelago in the world, because we have small island with below elevation like 1 meters. Can you imagine how many island will be soon maybe sink? Will sink soon. I can say that a lot. Then it will be reduced. How many island? So Indonesia with 17,000 maybe island will lost. So we will not be as the biggest archipelago country who has many island. And this one of the impact of the melting down of the Antarctica glacier.
Okay, so we've learned a lot. So we can lose many islands like Gary.
Yes, and that's why it's really important to invest in science in Antarctica. So there are not so many Indonesian scientists who really aware about Antarctica. That's really want to push the government to really take it as a serious problem. Because when we join it, research Antarctica, it will help us to understanding of about Indonesia for sure, about the geological of Indonesia, about the climate change of Indonesia. That it represents Indonesia as the center of excellence, center of the earth science. Not only how we learn, how we adapt with the climate, but how we also giving impact to the world. Mm. That's already keep it in Antarctica.
Okay, so Gary, I would like to ask you. We have a question from Golden Wolfers.
Okay.
He asks, how can these findings tell us about the relationships between major volcanic eruption and the climate change?
Okay. Gary. It's really interesting. It's a lot. Maybe he's a scientist. Maybe I can say that. I can say that. Maybe the panelist is a scientist. You know, in the because my basically my science is like geomorphology science. There's a terminology. It's called morphochronology. So it's understanding interrelation, and also not morphochronology, but also morphoarrangements. The morpho arrangement is like interrelation between one landscape and to another landscape. So I can say that tropical and also the polar, they have very well interrelation. So when we try to abandon this perspective, it will giving a piece of understanding about the earth system climate. And I can say to understand this giving impact, you know, the volcanic lot, the major activity volcanism already in Ecuador, actually in Indonesia, we have more than 129 volcanic active volcanoes in Indonesia. So now it's really interesting to find its correlation between the tropical and also Antarctica and the polar for sure, the Arctic. We went to try the drilling, the ice core. We always find it the volcanic ash, the volcanic material from Indonesia, from the volcanic that already exists in Indonesia. So it's really indicate they have really correlation and giving impact for the world. And also when we try to doing analysis in not only in Antarctic, the polar, but when we come to China, there is the call it landscape loess, okay, it's a alien process. And every layer we find that material is called a tephra. So the tephra is like volcanic ash material. Mm-hmm. Even China, they don't have volcanic. Where is from? From Russia, one of. Sure. And one, the other one, the eastern part of the Russia in Kamchatka, and one of from Indonesia. Mm-hmm. Means that for a long time ago, the system, the global climate system, is really giving impact by the volcanic activity, because they release the volcanic ash, and when they come to atmosphere, they cover it and make the cooling down of temperature, and also giving the impact for changing of the landscape, the small landscape, like for the volcano. They already lost the part, the main part of the volcanic, right? The volcanoes. That's the impact. But for the global relation, interrelation, that's not so many understanding. But I can say a lot of people, scientists right now, they giving really giving focus more attention about this, your question. So we try to work this to understanding every volcanic activity already that recorded in Antarctica and also in Arctic and the North Poles. So that's how it works.
Okay. Thank you so much, Giri.
Sure,
for
sure.
Your insights. And also thank you so much for the viewers and who asked question. Nugraha Akbar, and then Tommy Weka, Wahid, and also Golden Wolf for your question.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Voice Listener and Giri, for coming to the studio and
giving us
your insight live.
It
is really remarkable.
I'm so happy coming back to LA with a good view right now.
Thank you so much, Giri. And it's remarkable, Voice Listener, that the tiny traces of Indonesian volcanoes preserved in Antarctica can tell us so much about the Earth climate and the interconnections between our planets. So we hope today interview and conversation has inspired all of you, the listener, and also maybe the scientist who wants to learn more about the preservation out there in Antarctica, to learn more about the geographical condition of Indonesia, and it can help us pass and understand for the future of the construction of the world. Thank you so much, Voice Listener. My name is Ray, and I'll see you later in another interview on VOI Talk, only on Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Yang melihat pasti akan terpesona. Terpesona. Aku terpesona.
Mesmerized. Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu kita juga di sini punya.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So, from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor, or Pastor Stone Beach, because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
Yang di sebelah itu punya bukit Teletubbies.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Jadi kita menyiapkan sarana untuk transportasi perahu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Harsat, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So, we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan tourist beach. This is their responsibility. So, that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes. So in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan tourist village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan tourist village Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests.
Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture.
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at the various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Well, listener, we hope that you enjoy today's program and you know more about Indonesia. And if you still have any more questions, you can go to our WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. Or you can go to our email voilisteners@gmail.com. Well then, listeners, thank you very much for listening. I'm Steve. See you next time.